the prep. So Schmidt and campaign manager Rick Davis sat in on the debate prep. And Schmidt says Palin seemed overwhelmed.
Rick Davis and I sat in the back of the room for a few minutes, suggested everybody take a break, asked everybody to leave the room, and we had a conversation with her.
What did you say to her?
I said to her, I said, Governor, this doesn't seem to be going very well to me. And she assented. She agreed. She said, you know, I think that's right.
They flew her to John McCain's ranch in Arizona. Schmidt said he took over the debate prep and simplified it. And Palin began doing well, except for one persistent problem. She kept confusing Joe Biden's name with Obama's, calling him O'Biden.
She did. She did.
Over and over again.
It was a verbal tick, and it was subconscious. But when you had gone through the Tina Fey parodies, you certainly cannot be in a position where you walk out onto the stage and, you know, refer to him repeatedly on national television as Senator O'Biden. It would have just been, you know, devastating beyond words.
So how'd you get around that?
It was multiple people, and I wasn't one of them, who all said at the same time, just say, can I call you Joe? Which he did.
Nice to meet you. Hey, can I call you Joe?
So the can I call you Joe, which people at the time thought was some sort of strategy, was really just a way for her to be able to say his name without messing it up.
Correct. Absolutely.
But one O'Biden did slip out.
Barack Obama and Senator O'Biden, you've said no to everything in trying
to find
domestic solutions.
Still, McCain staffers were delighted.